Certainly, sir. He understands standard, he just can't speak it fluently.
All right. Where did you two pick up those face scars? Heidelberg?
Nein. No, sir. Königsberg.
Same thing.
Zim had picked up his baton after fighting Breckenridge. He twirled it and asked,
Perhaps you would each like to borrow one of these?
It would not be fair to you, sir.
Heinrich answered carefully.
Bare hands, if you please.
Suit yourself. Thought I might fool you. Königsberg, eh? Rules?
How can there be rules, sir, with three?
An interesting point. Well, let's agree that if eyes are gouged out, they must be handed back when it's over. And tell your court brooder that I'm ready now. Start when you like.
Zim tossed his baton away. Someone caught it.
You joke, sir. We will not gouge eyes.
No eye gouging, agreed. Fire when ready, Gridley.
Please?
Come on and fight, or get back into ranks.
Now, I'm not sure that I saw it happen this way. I may have learned part of it later in training. But here is what I think happened. The two moved out on each side of our company commander until they had him completely flanked, but well out of contact. From this position, there is a choice of four basic moves for the man working alone. Moves that take advantage of his own mobility and of the superior coordination of one man as compared with two. Sergeant Zim says, correctly, that any group is weaker than a man alone, unless they are perfectly trained to work together. For example, Zim could have feinted at one of them, bounced fast to the other with a disabler, such as a broken kneecap, then finished off the first at his leisure. Instead, he let them attack. Meyer came at him fast, intending to body check and knock him to the ground, I think, while Heinrich would follow through from above, maybe with his boots. That's the way it appeared to start. And here's what I think I saw. Meyer never reached him with that body check. Sergeant Zim whirled to face him while kicking out and getting Heinrich in the belly, and then Meyer was sailing through the air, his lunge helped along with a hearty assist from Zim. But all I am sure of is that the fight started, and then there were two German boys sleeping peacefully, almost end to end, one face down and one face up. And Zim was standing over them, not even breathing hard.
Jones,
he said.
No, Jones left, didn't he? Mahmoud, let's have the water bucket, then stick them back into their sockets. Who's got my toothpick?